Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So while we sort that out, let me just tell you about this law. So the problem, the issue around this is that the bylaw requires that people and companies installing CCTV cameras on private properties with a view of public areas such as adjacent street first apply to the City of Johannesburg for approval and register the camera. So what you have to do is, if your camera has a view of the street in some way, then you have to register it, which is absolutely bizarre. Everybody has, and many people have, for example, the Ring doorbells. What does it mean if you have a Ring doorbell where there's a possibility to see the street as well? Do you have to register your Ring doorbell? I mean, this is just a completely absurd. It makes really no sense at all. It also prescribes that no data or information collected through CCTV cameras can be disclosed or shared with any person not authorized to have access to that data. In addition, all CCTV camera footage or imagery captured criminal incidents that require further investigation must be kept confidential. So it is completely absurd, because the bylaw makes it unlawful for footage capturing a crime or potential suspects to be shared on social media platforms or mobile chat apps like WhatsApp and Telegram. So it's just from a practical point of view completely absurd, especially considering the number of cameras that already exist in the city of Johannesburg, cameras that have been placed there because of the lack of adequate policing. Rob Hutchinson, let's see if we can hear you now, founder of DRSA. Good morning. Are you with us?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Oh, there we go. I'm doing well, thank you. This to me is it's almost laughable. I mean, there must be thousands upon thousands of cameras already in play. You've got Ring doorbells that people have installed. Does everybody have to now register their Ring doorbell because it's got a camera on it?
It would appear that way, yes. Anything that has a view of a public space, in other words, a door camera is an excellent example, because it views the street and your driveway and so on, which has a view of a public space. So any camera that has a view of a public space has to be registered. And that also includes internal cameras. If you have security cameras within your property, even within your house, and it can view a street from, say, an upstairs bedroom through a window, and has a view of the street outside your borders, that has to be registered. Your entire system has to be registered.
And this is not April Fool's, hey? Because it's actually got that, it's got that element to it. It is so stupid. I've got no other words for it. It is, I mean, they can't fix a pothole. They can't keep the traffic lights working, but they're going to be efficient in registering tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of cameras.
Absolutely. And it gets even worse. If you read through the actual proposal and the bylaw, they talk about audio recordings. And as you know, a lot of cameras do have an audio recording. Mm. You use an example of a doorbell there. They are completely outlawed. So you cannot no longer have a camera with a microphone on it. Which is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, because you're not allowed to record audio in any way whatsoever. So,
who was the genius that came up with this?
That's a great question. It would be the council itself, no doubt, as they held council meetings, but obviously a safety and security officer within that. There are many concerns around this bylaw, Howard. It's quite atrocious. One instance is it's going to be enforced. The bylaw will be enforced by the JMPD and SAPS, which in itself is questionable. We know the reputation surrounding JMPD and SAPS when it comes to personal security. Yeah. So, yeah, there are many questionable things about it. But of course, there's the good side about it as well, which
is what?
That's a good question. There's a small good side, which it does assist in the apprehension of suspects. They're billing it as a crime prevention tool, but there's no way a camera can prevent crime in any way whatsoever. Cameras simply observe crime, but they can assist in the identification of suspects and so on. But that's about it in the sum total of the 62 odd pages of this proposal. That's the only good part I can find about it.
So what happens now? I mean, it's a draft. It's a proposal.
Yes, it is a proposal. It has been put forward onto the council, yet it hasn't been promulgated into law. When it comes to bylaws, they can put them in. They rarely go out for public comment. However, in this instance, the public should definitely have their say on this. There are so many issues out there, then invasion of privacy and so on and so on. However, they do attempt to cover themselves by stating that it will not interfere with constitutional rights to privacy and restriction of movement and so on, and can only be used in identifying a crime or if a crime has been committed. But we all know that it won't go, they won't stick to that. It's such a gray area. Anyway, if they suspect a crime, then they can access your data and so on.
It's just an absurdity. So is there, are there petitions against it? Are they asking for public comment? What can we do about it, if anything, at this stage?
There's several petitions about it. We'll be launching a participation campaign on dsafrica.co.za shortly after this, and people can have their say. Those will go through to the city themselves, directly to the council, and hopefully it will influence someone. In fact, I think it definitely will, because this is a really contentious issue. There are a couple of private companies that are supporting it, because of the data. It makes their job a lot easier in terms of applications to erect the cameras. However, we've had an uproar before about cameras in the city of Joburg. It's been going on for a number of years. So it's high on the city's list, and it's high in the public space, and that should really cause some disruption within the decision-making process.
Absolutely incredible. We'll certainly follow the story. Rob Hutchinson, thank you as always. It is 7:32. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.